proclamation number 7,340 for dated the April 23, 1959. Everlasting battle against the world. And if you crave for the pleasures of this world, only remember that you will forfeit spiritual pleasures because you cannot possess both at the same time, the spiritual and the earthly kingdom. For my kingdom is not of this world. The pleasures offered to you by the earthly world will only ever satisfy the body but not the soul, which needs something different in order to attain beatitude, which cannot be fobbed off with earthly enjoyments but needs spiritual nourishment in order to become happy. And therefore always take care that your desire will not get out of hand and stifle the soul's desire. Always take care that earthly pleasures will not stop you from spiritual striving, that they are, as it were, contrary to them, that the person's spiritual striving diminishes to the same extent as he tries to provide for himself, that is, his body, physical pleasures. And always remember that, my kingdom is not of this world. Single quote. Consequently, whatever you enjoy or deem desirable and which still belongs to this world will always signify a small obstacle on the path of ascent into the spiritual kingdom. Not everything is denied to you by me, it just should not include the danger of straying from the path to me. As long as this risk does not exist, you may also give to your body what it requires. And it is up to you to establish whether and to what extent you will be prevented from your contact with me, from your earnest striving for my kingdom and its righteousness. And if you then let an opportunity pass you by which might have been able to provide your soul with spiritual saturation merely in order to gratify your body, then it will be an injustice to your soul, which is equally famished and in need of strengthening. The spiritual aspirant will never shelve the spiritual kingdom or his soul. He will always place it in the forefront. He can't help but consider his soul first and will not pay too much attention to his body until he first has taken care of his soul. And whatever he then will give to the body is right before my eyes, for he first considered my kingdom and my will before he considered his earthly existence. And this is right and also in accordance with my will. For I placed you into this world because you can fully mature in it, and your soul will indeed mature fully if you always bear my will in mind and live on earth accordingly. And it will always be my will that you should lift your eyes up to me, that you strive towards me, that you look for the connection with me, that you are therefore held captive by the spiritual realm and don't bury yourselves again into matter for the sake of the earthly world, which is your demise. And if you are attracted by great earthly temptations, then be always careful that you do not forfeit the treasures of your soul, that you voluntarily relinquish that which your soul had already taken possession of, that you disregard its desire and leave it to suffer hardship for the sake of earthly possessions or earthly pleasures. The world is your enemy. Try to become its master. You can certainly make it compliant, but don't allow it to become your master, to whom you subjugate yourselves and thereby suffer defeat instead of gaining victory. Remain constantly in contact with the kingdom which is not of this world and you will truly be victorious over the earthly world. It will serve you to reach perfection, because this is your only goal. Amen.